Okay, so last week we saw how everyone was so excited about getting involved with Basa B'Cholam. We're just going to continue on that path. We're talking about just the basics of, you know, the Isser of Bishul, Basa B'Cholam, Achilas Basa B'Cholam, and having Hanah from Basa B'Cholam. And then we spoke about some Derabonans. For example, there's a Derabonan, anything that's not derech bishul. For example, if you salt meat and milk together, or if you have it in kavash, which is, you know, soaking for 24 hours together, that would only be a din derabonan. Also, chicken, even though it's a machlekes, the ma'aser we come out, that's an iser. It's an iser only derabonan. We spoke about different eifanim of bishul. For example, tzli, roasting, or pouring boiling hot water over it, or frying in a pan, that would also be considered, kipshutei, that would be considered and also an issa de araisa. Also, we spoke of that it's, right, this is only derech bishul. If you don't do it in the derech bishul, then it's going to be a derech. Okay, so at the end, we ended off with talking about how if you have basar behema tahira in chalav behema tmeya, then that's not going to be an issa d'oraisa. And then at the end, if you look all the way at the end of Siv Gimel, actually I started you guys off on the tour, but the next page you'll see at the end of Siv Gimel, it brings down what we're going to go back to in a second. Avodogim v'chagavim. Now we said that right before that, basar chay v'ayif, if you have wild animals or chicken, afilu b'chal of tahayra, mutter b'bishul b'hano, it's mutter and bishul and anon. The reason is that we said that anything that's only asr midrabanan is only going to be asr to eat. But to be mevashal, or to have hano from, it's okay to have hano or to do bishul with chicken and cheese or chicken and milk together, but just not how to eat it. Then it says va'af achil and asr midrabanan, avodogim v'chagavim, but fish and chagavim, grasshoppers, ain bahem iser afil midrabanan. There's no iser of basar v'chalav even derabanan.
What's halamina? Fish is not meat.
Oh, good question. So I mean, kibbutz, you say, okay, once you start with chicken, so where does chicken
meat?
Why is chicken meat? Chicken.
We say that
it's right. Well, say that's much like whether I mean when Terry says basar, it's talking about real meat like cow meat. So then where do we stop? Do we go to chicken also? So chicken the rabbanan says also. What about dogim? Do we say dogim is also the rabbanan? So we say that dogim is. So this is where we have to tell us that dogim is not also the rabbanan. So let's just start from the beginning and then we'll work our way back to this.
In fact, some people eat dogim together with challah for breakfast.
Ah, like we're doing now. Okay, so let's see if what we're doing is really okay.
You have to believe that part.
So, if you take a look at the first page, which is really what I wanted, the first page, and it's a little cut off, we're just going to look at that Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef that talks about Dagim v'chagavim mutal achum v'chalav. So it says there, Asa l'vashal v'chalav, it's chus mi'basar Dagim v'chagavim, the Kasav Aran, the Kivan Delavashim Shari Mashma Delechon Bechalav Nami Shari, it's going to be Mutad Eden, the Isser Basav Bechalav Beloshim Bishl Akar. Hold on a second. Hengas Rav Maraj Mam Delachon Bechalav Nami Shari Mikovakar. So he says, Amaisa, it's Mutter to eat Dogim and Chalav together out of Basav Bechalav Mikovakar. Here's the bottom line. Ain Lechol Bechalav. You should not eat fish with milk. Mimnei Hasakana. I don't know if what's cut off here. I tried. That was actually my second time printing it because the first time it's very hard to get that inside of the page on my printer at least. So
you have to trust you. That's what it says.
Yeah. So it says, "Ein lachol b'chalav minei hasakana." Everybody knows that there's a sakana to eat milk and dogim together. So this halacha over here that we're talking about, that there's an isidir, that there's no isidir abanan, that's only when we're talking about bishul. When the Torah says like zavashul gadiba chalevi moi, that there's an isra of basar v'chalav, that's only that's when we're talking about fish. There's no isra of basar v'chalav when it comes to that. But what about there are certain things that are usher because of sakana?
Wasn't it meat and fish sakana? That wasn't the same one.
What
isn't meat and fish?
Ah, okay. So yeah, exactly. So But here it's clear from the Beis Yosef that he says ein lachol b'cholav ne'asakan. And then he says k'moishin is bar b'sefer arachayim simin kofayin gimel. Now, if you look at the dalet there, you see there's a dalet that directs you to the darkim moisha, which is on the bottom of that page. Darkim moisha.
There you go.
V'lo yirei mi yomayin is har mezayin. I never saw anybody who was careful not to eat dogim with cholav. You should just not eat fish and meat together.
What's he quoting?
He's saying, he's not quoting it, but he's saying that from Arachayim, Simen Kuf Ayin Gimel, it tells you that you should just not eat basar because of sakana. But with basar and dogin. And that's why we know, right, after you have the fish, right? Yeah, wash your mouth, you take a piece of challah, you take a drink, because you know you shouldn't be eating it together. So challah is mutter. So this is the kash that they ask. So then he says, okay, so that's fine. So the document continues. But let's go back to the Shulchan Aruch, which is the next page I think I read with you. So now, so how's the Mechaber passing? Dog and Mechagov, Eimahem Isra, Akhil Midrabon. There's no Isra even Midrabanan, but he's talking about the Indian of Basu B'Challah. So if you see the Taz says, the Beis Yosef Kosev, Mikamakam Elechol Dagim B'Challah V'mnei HaSakana, and on the next page, says, Behu Toyu Seifer. Oh, did I not print it?
No.
Did I get it out of order?
It's on the next.
I meant to get it. But who Tayy Cipher? So the Taz says it's a Tayy Cipher. The Beis Yosef made a mistake.
He's
saying the Beis Yosef
never said that.
He says it's a
Tayy Cipher. Yeah, so that means it's a Beis Yosef.
Right, he never meant that. He wrote it, but it was.
No, he didn't even write it.
So who wrote it?
The Tayy Cipher means whoever wrote it down wrote it wrong.
Oh, whoever copied the Beis Yosef?
Yeah.
Whoever printed the Beis Yosef?
So.
Okay. Either way, Ramayasi, he didn't mean it. And it was a Tayy Sefer. The Shach also, the Shach says, they go back at the Shach, Avadagim, he brings down the Levush that says, L'maisa, he says, L'maisa, you should not eat Dagim B'chala, right? Kasava Atarazel, this is the Levush. V'zel Hashem Mikamakam, in Lechol Dagim B'chala, Nesakana. K'maisha's Barbara Chayim, Simen Kuvayim, Kimayim, Kaak, Kama Shalimai. So who's Lavush talking to? Lavush also made a mistake.
What did Lavush say?
Lavush says the same thing as the Beis Yosef. You should not eat fish and milk. Nesakano, but Hamas Nimshach Achar Beis Yosef. So he says no. He's just going after the Beis Yosef, which comes
same
to the
mistake.
So he's just saying he's just repeating the Beis Yosef, but he didn't realize he's saying the Avahutayis. It's a mistake.
The Shach is saying it's a mistake also.
So the Shach is saying the Levush didn't make a mistake. The Levush just thought that Beis Yosef did not make a mistake. But really, the Beis Yosef made a mistake.
So the Taz and the Shach are in agreement that there's a Tosofa here.
Yes.
And the Beis Yosef.
Yes. V'loyri'inu, v'chalav, v'loyshamanu, v'loyri'inu. Never heard about having any problem with dogim and chalav. We always have tuna melt. We eat it all the time. Also other ones. So the Shach and the Taz are pretty clear that you should not eat, that there's no problem of dog mechalav. If you take a look at the Pisrei Tshuva and Sifkat and Kes, he says, he brings down this Tshuva's Chinuch. Shemekayim divrei halavush. He says no. He likes the lavush. See, it's sifkat and tesh.
I don't see that here.
Sifkat and tesh in the pisrei tshuva. You see the pisrei tshuva there?
Oh, I see it. Yeah, thank you.
So he says the tshuva schinuch. He says mekayim divrei halavush. The also lachol b'chol. Mishum dechakar itzel chach miharat roifin. Because he went to the doctors. The tshuva schinuch went to the doctors in his time. I'm not sure who that is. He went to the doctors, and they said like this. He ended up saying, "The davka dogim hametuganim in chamamotin lechol. Only fish that is fried in butter, that's mutter. But dogim hamebushal b'chalav, ish b'sakonas chayli. This is sakana." Then he says, "You see there." He says he brings the chasam seifer. And the Chassam Sofer says, no, that's not true. Eilei Yemes, v'nemenayinu harambam gadol haroifim. He says, the Rambam, who's the biggest doctor? This guy checked with his doctors. We have a bigger doctor named the Rambam. And the Rambam said that there's no problem.
What does he say that?
I don't have the exact lotion here. I'm just relying on the Chassam Sofer.
Where's the Chassam Sofer?
It's continuing in the Pesachei Tshuva.
Oh,
he's quoting the Chassam Sofer?
So, no, he brings the Chassam Sofer later. See it?
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Okay, and then if you take a look at the... I don't know if I have this page, but the next page after that. All the way at the end of that Pesachei Tshuva. All the way at the end of that Pesachei Tshuva. It's underlined, actually. I underlined it. Sorry. I'm making you crazy.
Nearly?
Yeah. Next one. Yeah, it says at the end of it, I underlined it. Nearly, the ha'idna shakol ha'ayla mevashlim gamim chalav shari. Everybody does it. So Kiva, the dasha by rabbin, once the rabbin, once everybody does it already, and we see that, it's going to be okay.
Is this universal among the Sfardim also?
So actually, I think the Sfardim are not, but not the
Eden. Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah.
The Sfardim
no.
Only bagels and
really?
That's what I heard also. Yeah.
I think Sfardim do like...
Isn't it just cooking? It's not just cooking, it's eating also?
Right. I mean, it seems like... I think the Sfardim are mocked at everything.
They don't eat bagels, lox, and cream cheese together?
They're not
Jewish.
So
what do they do
at Bris?
I think Tehmani, they go more like the Rambam. Therefore,
they make them.
Uh-huh.
What?
Like, I mean, most farm, I think, don't.
There are
ones that go strictly like the Rambam.
Okay, and just to hammer it home, the Archa Shulchan, which is really the second page, which I guess it's a little out of order. Archa Shulchan, also on Tezvav. So in the middle there, he says, Avol, Basar v'dagim chagavim. It's pashat, you're allowed to do that. That's the minig all across Klal Yisrael. And he says that there was a Taisaifer in the Beis Yosef. And he says, all the way at the end, he says, he says, "V'oy." All the way at the end, "V'oy." The kol ha'olam eichlan zeh. Not only that, the nechshav l'machol chashuv. Everybody thinks that it's a chashuv thing. It's not like something that you're taking a chance on. It's like a chashuv meichel, right? You got a tuna melt at the fancy restaurants, I guess. V'chein less man the chash l'hamilso. There's nothing to worry about. V'chein lechob lishum kpeidel chalila. You don't have to. So I guess for us Ashkenazim. There's nothing to worry about when it comes to eating. Oh, okay.
It's sent so easily when we pass by this. I don't see this too often because I don't delve into these things. But Torah Sofer and the Beis Yosef. Talk about Yosef Cairo. Everything was written. Everything was...
printing mistake. Yeah, he didn't make a mistake. It was a printing mistake.
It could be that the research didn't make the mistake. The research never meant that.
Fine, maybe he didn't make a mistake, but the printing and reprinted or whatever.
Right.
Like that. Do we come across things like this normally? Is this something that, we know that in the writings of the Beis Yosef.
I mean, I only see it when it's something like so drastic with a person of no pshat in it. Now, at the end,
that's the next question, is how do we get away so easily by saying, it was just a mistake in writing?
Right, I mean, because it's such a... they have such stark titles. They say, "What? He's referencing Kufayin Gimel. Kufayin Gimel is all about Basar and Dagim. How can it must be a place thing? Like, why would he say, look over there?"
Okay.
The Maya said some people say that some people tie that it can't be the Beis Yosef made a mistake. Whatever, it can't be that there's a Tay Sefer, because what's he talking about Basar and Dagim here? Basar and Dagim. Here we're talking the tour and Machar. Everyone's talking about Dagim. We're talking about Basar and Chalav, and then we're talking about Dagim and Chalav. So it's not my dogum and chalav, so who's talking about basar and dogum? This is not an Indian of basar and dogum, so we're talking about dogum and chalav, so it makes sense. So basically, I say, listen, I'll special basar and chalav, no problem, but I'll sakana, there's a problem. Why would he say, but sakana, you should not eat dogum and basar? Who's talking about dogum and basar? Mm-hmm. We're talking about dogum and chalav.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the tiny that people have, I mean, that they're tiny against the shach and the taz. I mean, you see, it's not a place. Because why would he be talking about sakana, dogum and basar? Yeah, so Lavosh, Lavosh can learn like that. Some others, I mean, you see some others also, Mekayim and Kitzvah Shuvah brings down some Shuvahs. Okay. So let's go a little, we're going to continue a little bit of that, and I want to get to Shlomo's favorite psak. Hopefully we'll get to Shlomo's favorite psak before he leaves.
It's better not to.
You'll see, you'll see. So the Ramah says, right there. Let me see where I should start having one of these for myself.
Yeah, yeah.
So the first, okay, so it starts on the second page. Venagulasais. It's just two words. Venagulasais, and then the Ramah continues two pages later. Venagulasais, Basar Behem, Venagulasais. Oh, I'm sorry, it's cut off. Of course. Okay, so Venagulas, I'm gonna fill it in for you, and you'll have to trust me that this is what he says. Cholov mishkedet, right? We know we have almond milk, right? We have a lot of almond milk now. Lactose intolerant people. So now the shaila becomes: are you allowed to cook? It's not real milk. You're allowed, it's almonds. Are you allowed to cook basar and almond milk?
But
apparently, even the Ramos time, he had this issue, right? So he said that not only that, but now it's very negative. You'll see in a second that Purim. Apparently there was a delicacy that they made on Purim where they cooked chicken with chalav shkedim. That was their the special Purim suda. It wasn't sesame chicken, it was chicken and...
Now we just call it milk, but it's not really milk.
Right, exactly. Not really milk. So the Ramah says...
It happens to be part of the name, chalav, but it's not really milk.
Okay, so that, right.
It
so
looks. Maybe it tastes like fake snow. It's nice, but it's not snow. We just call it that because it looks like
that. Right. So then what's the deal? What's halacha? So the Ramah says that chalav shkedim...
Arav ice cream looks like milk with ice cream.
Exactly. There might be a problem with our sign. So the Ramah says that chalav mishkedim, and I'm just going to fill it in for you because I cut it off in your papers. Chalav mishkedim anichim babasar oif. The people will go ahead and have almond milk with chicken. Hoyel v'inarach mirabonin. Since the whole isser of basar, of oif, chicken and milk is only derabanan. So now when I want to use almond milk, there's no problem because someone's going to come mix it up. Someone's going to come mix it up with real milk. Real milk and chicken is anyway only derabanan. But so therefore, that's what he says. You're allowed to put it with almond milk. Aval, and this is where actually you have it there. Aval, basar behema, but real meat, yesh lehaniach etzel hachalav shkedim, Mishum Marasayin, you should put near that chalav some walnut nuts. Put the walnut nuts there, so people will know that it's not real milk.
It's okay. It's okay.
It's okay as long as you put the walnuts.
Take away the
Marasayin. I'm sorry. Did I say walnuts? Almonds. You have to put the almonds there so that people will know that it's not real chalav. Okay, so
actually, I've seen. I was once at a catering event. They were cooking meat with tofu cheese, and they had a whole sign there.
Yeah, beautiful.
This is
beautiful. So he knew this from home. Huh? Very good.
Not cheese.
Right. Yeah. This is
very good. Beautiful. So okay. So Lamai said the answer. So what's going on here? So the issue would be. The issue would be whether it's Marasayin or not. That's the issue.
What if it's a tofu burger and almond milk cheese that you put together?
And it looks like it's not real meat either. So that's fine.
It's not meat, it's not milk.
Right, so that's fine.
That's fine.
Because chicken, so according to the Ramah says that chicken, since it's only derabanan, so there's nothing to worry about.
They're
not worried about the marasayin. Only when you're talking about real meat, when someone might mix up real meat with real milk, then you shouldn't do it. So that's what the Ramah says. The Shach and the Taz both have a problem with the Ramah. They say that, first the Shach. The Shach says that by basar oif, there's also going to be a problem. Why is there no problem with marasayin because you're talking about chicken? Because it's derabanan, so the Shach says, I find you a lot of places where you have an issur derabanan, and still we make gzeiros because of marasayin. So why should there not be a gzeira when it comes to almond milk and chicken?
It's really mutta. It's really totally mutta.
It's completely totally mutta, right?
No. So the marasayin is on something which is so mutta that we're not going to stretch it to chicken. I mean, even if it would be meat, it's mutta. So the Maris Ayin is only good.
But the Maris Ayin is that we're afraid that if that once you do that, you're going to go cook Basar and real Chol.
People
right?
Will
right?
So it's not Maris Ayin.
People will think. No, so it's.
Is that Maris
Ayin?
Yeah.
So, yeah, so well, let's call it Xer for now. It's Xer. The Xer is that we're afraid that since you're gonna, since someone's going to see you doing that, cooking almond milk with meat, you're going to come cook meat with real milk. So Zok the Shach, so then why aren't we afraid of a Derabana? If you look, I underlined it on the Shach, it says, just the second, like, middle wide line, Deha filu b'mit Derabana chashinu l'marisayin, b'kama duchti. But we're cautious for marisayin, not Derabana. Don't you think that line should be on the line?
Yeah, that's very good.
So you find many places that were cautious. Don't just play around there. Oh, it's a Derabanan anyway. Oh, so don't worry about this. It's a Derabanan. No, it's a Derabanan, so we should be careful about that one also. Okay, so that is, the Shach and the Taz both take issue with the Ramah. They say, according to your Ramah, that you're cautious for this Chash, then the Chash has to be by Basar Oif also. And therefore, according to the Shach and Taz, if you're going to cook chicken and almond milk, you got to put the almonds there, or at least put a sign, like Rabbi Lich thinks so. If you take a look, by the way, in the skinny lines in the Shach, and this is on the right side, right? But I have underlined the Befrat. If you go three lines before that, you'll see where he says Avo Marshal.
I'm sorry, where are you going?
I'm in the Shach.
All the way up.
Right there. Okay.
So you go a few lines up. It says Avo Marshal. Avo Marshal. Parakvasim. The lomim may have to dam the dogim. The Bepurim. Uki Yitzaboy. On Purim. So, and also other days, Shiragilim Lachol Tarnagoilus B'Chalav Shkedim. That's very normal to eat Chalav Shkedim with chicken. You know that? This dates back.
Everybody does that.
Sha'asarim Loishi and the extra Kedim Etzlai. You gotta put the Shkedim there. So you're saying that that's why the Shach uses this Marshal to show you that even though you're only gonna end up with a Nisad Rabbanan maybe, you have to make the Xeri, you have to put the Chalav Shkedim there. Now, there's,
Who is it that said that you don't have to put the almonds out?
Who said? The Ramah.
The
Ramah says when you're talking about chicken, and you want to cook chicken and almond milk, then you're allowed to do it. But we're about to get to your favorite Sachs. Let me have to... So on the side, so what about B'cheder Chadarim? Let's say so now we all went to... So normally we say... Anything that's Osir Asmar Sain, Afil Bechedech Adarim is Osir. Right? Comes a Nachlas Tzvi. Nachlas Tzvi is usually on the bottom here. I'm not sure where he is here. But the Nachlas, or maybe, no, the Piskei Tshuva maybe is on. The Nachlas Tzvi says that here, since this whole thing is such a vita thing, so he says that Bechedech Adarim is going to be Mutter.
What's the Gedeh when it becomes...
Yeah, he doesn't... If you take a look, this Piskei Tshuva, Sivkot Yud. Chelo mishkedim, chol mishkedim. I'm ready to ask us. After Marshal pasuk v'vayne nachot tzvi. Shagasat mekamakam inlasa aniach baser oif v'chol mishkedim b'lishi neach shkedim etzli. Elam hu b'fnei haroyim. Only if it's from front of people that see. Can my besudais gedaylais?
Do you have it?
Av v'beisai in your privacy of your house, mutter. You're allowed to even do that. You're allowed to even have baser. Cooking with chalav shkedim in your baser oif with chalav shkedim in your house privately. Okay, so he said even like the Shach and Taz who want to say that we have to be chayshish, but if you're in privacy of your house, then you don't have to worry about the Shach and Taz. Okay, comes the crazy uplacy, and he tithes everything that Yaakov was tithing in the beginning. He says this isn't milk. What if I would take water and drop in some white substance that looks like white? It's white water. It's not milk. It's a crazy place. There's nothing to worry about. Chol shkedim. There's mamish nothing to worry about. It's completely mutter even the parhesia to have baser eif.
Why isn't he worried about marasai?
So for baser eif, the crazy place is not worried about. Because it's not real chol. I didn't look. I'm not sure. I'm not sure
it's
baser behemah.
It's white water.
Oh,
I'm not sure. Let's say you take water and you add in some white, white consistency.
So no one knows milk or not. The whole thing of, I mean, if someone knew it was milk or not, then we would never have any problem with the Marasayan ever.
Right. So, but he's saying like this, like, so where do you draw the line? Like, you know, how do you? I have a note. I didn't look up the crazy place. You know, clear to see all his forests and everything. But he says that there's nothing to worry about since it's not really milk. It's not nothing to do with milk. It just looks like milk. Oh, it's like fake snow.
I don't see how that deals with the issue of Marasan.
I hear.
I wasn't a question about Marasan. I wasn't asked about Marasan. Marasan, for sure, if it looks like it,
whatever anything is, then
I would say, why should there be a worry about doing it? But yes, there should definitely be a worry about Marasan. No, there shouldn't be. There shouldn't even be a question about doing it, though, because it's not real milk. The Marasan, of course, is going to be. Anything that's going to look like it might be an Isser, of course, is Marasan.
Dutch state. It implies that some connection to Nisr, but it's really something could be a Nisr. Although if it's too far fetched, even though the Marasan still applies, like the white milk, white water, you know, right?
Okay, so then let's get on to the next halacha. The next halacha is, if you see there, that it says also levachal b'chol of isha. So if you know, if you have chol of isha, are you allowed to cook plus b'chol of in there? So it says that's also usher b'nei Marasan. It's us to cook basar and chalav isha because of Marasai. Okay, I'll come. Then, I mean, apparently, people
had to. We gotta cover this.
Then, okay, now he says, if it falls into the tashel, then it's batal. Okay, so the Rama says, right here, the Rama says, the Nirlafiza, the kol shekain. The aser levash lechatchila b'chol of tmeya, so it's for sure going to be aser to cook in chol of tmeya. Kol shekein, if it's aser to cook in chol of isha, which is completely mutter, so then for sure it's an iser as marasayin to cook lechatchila in chol of tmeya. Even though we said before, right, that there's no problem there, zok derama, that it's going to be aser levash lechatchila b'chol of tmeya.
A tummy animal.
Oh, it's
non kosher.
Yeah.
You can drink it.
So even just cooking it, you have no intention of eating it at all. It's still not cooked. So Zakhtar Ramah, that there's also a kol shekain that's going to be asr achot. He says, ah, v'dachka basr behema. Abba ba'ayif, derabanan, ein lachash. But when you're talking about this,
it should be underlined.
I didn't underline the Ramahs and the Mechavis. That's like, I kept it to the shaks and the Nazar. Okay, so ba'ayif, is derabanan, there's nothing to worry about. There's ein lachash, there's no shash. Okay, so comes the Taz, and the Taz has and the Shakuli, they both have kashas on the on the Ramah. He says the Ramah has a kol shekain. Kol shekain that baser tameya chalav tameya is going to be aser atzmarasayin. So zok the Taz says why there's only a problem of baser tameya. Or in chal of tar or chal of tmeya in baser, he says that the reason why that's aser is because there's something aser there. There's something the chal of tame or the baser is tame. You're talking about a trait of an animal. You're talking about, here the only time that we make a gzeira of marasayin is when both things are it's a mutter. When both things look mutter here, baser chal of isha. I'm sorry, chal of isha is mutter. It's mutter to drink chal of isha if you want. It's mutter to drink it. But baser is also mutter to eat. So just those two things together, we're afraid that the same way those two things are mutter, you cook them together. Same thing as by baser b'chalav. Baser's mutter, chalav's mutter. When you cook them together, then you have a problem. So the only time you're going to have a problem with marasayin is when you have two things that are ba'atza mutter. Once you have one thing that's tame, one thing that's trait, that's it. Marasayin is off. We're not going to have marasayin anymore, because one thing's us already. Right. So that's what the Taz is. The Rama, and then he says. So therefore, I would say that there's no iser of cooking basar tameya with chalav, and therefore the Taz says. But you see, I have it on the line. Do you have the next? No, the next thing. The next page.
How about the mukhein?
Ella. No, I'm saying that's the shock. The Taz. Ella.
Yeah.
Ella, very interesting. The Taz Mamish, he tries on the Ramah, But at the end of the day, he says, Ela she'ein biyadi lahakol b'mah shehichmer ramah. He says, even though I have all these gevaldige tainus, why it should be mutter to cook chalav tmeya with basar tahar, or basar tmeya with chalav tahar, I can't be mekel with the ramah's machmer. If ramah's machmer, my hands are tied, I can't help you.
Chalav tmeya and basar tahara, is that asr for cooking?
No.
No, because this is only on mutter.
What was the case of Enzichal Elisa last week? That was by Nevela. What was that by? It was by Nevela, right? That was by a Torah animal that was Nevela, right?
Okay, and this is different.
Here, this is trade. This is like pig milk. Like
so
pig milk.
Is not
pig milk?
Yeah.
No, let's say a pig milk and basa. There was never a Nisra on that.
Why not?
Why should it be a Nisra?
It's basa v'chol.
Because basa v'chol is only by a mutterdik animal.
How do you know?
No, because I think that's
the meaning. What the Torah says is Vashik Levachalim means only kosher.
That's in the Gemara Lamed Aleph, yeah. Gedi Shar Seh. It has to be a kosher animal. So a treif animal is never included in the Yisr.
Then now you have a question.
So he's saying, so it should be Alf Maris Ayin, Zok the Taz. So Taz is no Maris Ayin, because if one thing's Asr, we don't say Maris Ayin anymore. So he says, but he can't be Mekel connected with the Ramaz Machmer. But then he says, not only that, but then he comes and takes issue with the Ramah that says that by Basraf you don't have to worry about it. So he says, look, Mikom Makoim, yeah, Hashet Be'enai, Delefizeh, Kol Shekein Shiyesh Lesser, Mei Marasayim Levashel Basraif B'chol. So it should be an issur to cook chicken and milk together. To be Mevashel Basraif and Chalav together.
Because they're both Mutter?
Because they're both Mutter. And there's a real shash that maybe you're going to think that it's mutter to go ahead and cook and to eat basar ayin and chalav. So therefore, there should be an isser maris ayin to go ahead and cook chicken and milk. So the same way, you see how the taz is l'shitasai. The same way in Siv Gimel, right before that, he said that if you're dealing with almond milk, right, he said you got to put the almonds there because why are we not caring about their abundance? Why do you have to put the almonds there if you're cooking almond milk with chicken? So he says the same thing. Over here, why is the Ramah letting you off the hook by Basar Oif that there's no chashash marasayin? There is a chashash marasayin. So the Taz he's going on both sides. First of all, he says you're being machmer by Basar Tamei and Chalav Tahira. I want to be mekel on that. I can't be mekel because you're machmer. But in Svara, I'm right. And now you want to be mekel by Basar Oif? No, you got to be machmer by Basar Oif. So he's coming. He's taking issue with both parts of the Ramah. Okay, so. So, but at the end of the day, the Taz would agree with their mother. You shouldn't cook basar tamei with chalav tahar. Okay, the Shach has a kasha like this. The Shach asks a kasha that from Siv Gimel it was clear, right? We learned Siv Gimel last week. And when you have chalav tamei and basar tahar, it's completely no problem. Chaver said that like Lahadia. And there's no talk about it anywhere. No, that was it. Right? We said it was mutter, and that's it. Finished. There was no the Ramah didn't say, oh no, there might be a nisr or anything. So how could we overhear all of a sudden the Ramah pops up? Oh, you should know that there's nisr marasayin. So he says, oh, maybe you'll say that Siv Gimel, you're talking about when there's no marasayin. So he says, he doesn't like that there. So therefore he says, do I have it there? Yeah, it's on the page before this. The second to last page, if you just look at the bottom line of the shot. In case you thought the Tayyip Sefer was one thing, now you're going to see where he not only says Tayyip Sefer, he changes it. He says, V'hai Osir Levashel, Hai Nulechel. When it says Osir to be Mevashel, it really means that it's Osir to eat. She's changing bishul to mean achila. He says, oh, you're going to have a problem. Then how can I tell you that bishul means achila? He says, no problem.
Akokot tzarech nagel afar shoy la'achlam
V'kiyai gavna matzinu b'mikro b'mishnah the afke la'achil b'lashem bishl. It's on the next page. So, and you find, he says, you find this all the time in the Torah and the Mishnah where it says a lashon of achila by using a lashon of bishul. So he says, you're going to have a problem with me telling you that when the Mechaber says that it's asur to be mevashal b'chol of isha, or when it says, the Ramah says that it's asur to be mevashal b'chol of tameya. No, it's only asur to eat it. So chol of isha is no problem. You can go ahead, be mevashal and chol of isha. Chol of tameya, you want to be mevashal? No problem. Go ahead and be mevashal and chol of tameya. Nobody was ever talking about a problem of bishul. You want to eat it? That's a different problem. You cannot eat chol of isha. You cannot eat, and obviously you cannot eat chol of tameya.
So you're saying that when they say mevashal, they mean lechol?
Right. Yes.
But is that a toso?
No, because he's saying that bishul sometimes can mean achila.
Why would you say bishul if you mean achila? Why would you do that?
Why would the Mechaber say
why
that?
Why would he write, bishul if he means achila? He writes, he chooses.
He says because a lot of, I don't know, but he says a lot of times, he says that you find matzino b'mikro b'mishna the afkila achila b'lashem bishul. Yeah, I mean, it's a shtickle like, okay, so then what else? Oh, the Bas of Achal is a long limud over here. Every time it says bishul, you're going to be thinking it means achila. I mean, what? Yeah, but okay, the Shach says, akarka, it has to be that way. It has to be. Why would there be, and he has a problem with, how can you say that there's a problem between the Vashal Chal of Isha and he doesn't understand that either. He says, akarka, it has to be that the only problem is eating Chal of Isha with Chal of Tamei. So now, Shlomo, are you there?
Put on speaker. Tell him to mute his phone and put on speaker.
There, mute. Okay. So here is the shaila when we come down to. This is where Shlomo's favorite shaila is. So now we know we have the shach.
Shlomo, I'm putting on speaker, so mute your phone.
Still there? Okay, maybe mute it.
I am here and it's on mute, so go ahead.
Okay. So now we have the Taz. The Taz says that at the end of the day, he wants to aser to be mevashal chol, right? To be mevashal chol of isha and to be mevashal basar tamei. The Shach says there's no problem of bishul at all. It's 100% mutter. You cannot eat it. So now you're the rav, okay? Somebody calls you up and they say, you know, we're out of all. We don't have anything to cook our basar with. We want to cook our basar with chol of isha, or we want to cook it with not chol of tamei, whatever. Maybe I want to make something for my goyish friend with chol of tameya. So they ask you, am I allowed to do it or not? What should I do?
I don't have to.
Shlomo, what should the answer be? So you have the Shach that says it's completely mutter. The Taz says that you should have to be machmal like the Ramah. What should you do?
Go with the Shach.
And the Achronim here are not machmir. You look at the Aruch HaShulchan, and you look at that. Nobody says that who we pass him like. The Shach of the Taz. So you're the Rav. What should you do? So I think at this point, you're going to have to say that, better not to cook it.
Who says that?
If you did it, it's okay, because you have the Shach at the end of the day.
Who says better not to?
You have a bidya.
No, I'm asking you. What do you think? We have a Shach and a Taz. One says it's completely mutter. One says it's usher.
If you have a serious need.
If you have a serious problem, or if you have a B'shas Adchak, or you have a Makam Tzariot, then I understand. But let's say he just wants to know, he wants to do his friend a favor. He wants to do his guy's friend a favor and cook him some nice, some nice basar with chalavish with chalav.
That's kosher for every Taz. A lot of times the Taz takes positions we don't follow.
I know. So we don't have any. I didn't see anybody that tells us who to go like here. So what do you do? So I mean, I think that the Pashtun answer is better. You shouldn't do the chachila, but if you did, it's okay. Don't worry about it.
So when we said that you can't eat, so we switched the lashon to achila to bishul, right? That's also because of Marasayan?
Eat it. Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's also Marasayan. Okay, fine. So that's that. And I just wanted to say that this past week, little Vard in the parsha, and I remember this Chavetz Chaim, and then I saw here in the shul there of Levin printed up, and he actually brought down the same lashon of the Chavetz Chaim here on this pasuk. The pasuk says, "Vayikra Moshe v'tzal v'el alviyav v'el kol ish chacham lev asher nasa Hashem chacham b'liva kol asher nasa liboy Le Carvel Malacha Lasis Leisop. There's a Moshe called Vitzal Aliyav and Kol Ish Chacham Leiv that Hashem gave Chacham to. So the Torah says, and you gotta hear this lashon, it's beautiful. He says, that the pasuk says, that anybody that Hashem gave chachma to, kol asher nasa liba lekarvel malach. It says not the kol asher nasa liba, anybody who lifted his heart to do it. It says Hashem gave chachma in his heart to who? To kol asher nasa liba lekarvel malach. Alasai said to anybody who was at Nesias Aleph, to go ahead and do the malachos. He says, why doesn't it say Vikol? I mean, it sounds like it's two separate in the other. He says, right to Leimar. Lemisha huskim b'daitoy lehiskari v'la malacha lehizboin in eklas oisa. Anybody who put it in his mind, you know what, I'm going to figure out how to make, you know, the amudim. I'm going to figure out how to make this thing. Anybody who had that Nesias Leib, lezeh nasan Hashem hadas kidei sheyeda eklas oisa. That person, Hashem gave the knowledge to know how to do it. I mean, before this, nobody knew how to do anything. How does anybody have any trade at all? They're all slaves coming in. No one knew how to do these buildings, you know, specific specialized buildings. So, but if you decided that, you know what, I want to do it so badly, then Hashem gave you the das to do it. And then he says like this:
Are you quoting?
This is the Teres Habayis of the Chavetz Chaim. The Chavetz Chaim and Kol Kesvei Chavetz Chaim?
The Ramban says basically exactly that. Mm-hmm. Ramban says that if you want to do it. You see the Ramban?
Yeah. I think out of the Chavetz Chaim brings it down. I think it brings it down somewhere. But so here, listen to this. Lashon says, "V'David zeshayach l'chol in yoni atoyim, bein min yoni hapulus shayachas in yoni hakodesh, shetzarach litein level is bein lechasaisai, ubein min yoni liman atayra." In echod yaskin bedaita, somebody decides in his mind lehishtado liyos baki beeza seder gemar chadayim. Someone decides I'm going to learn this. I'm going to be a baki in this masechta, and he decides it, and he has a resolve, even though he has completely no kaiches and no brain power at all to do that, or maybe no time or little time. In v'yira lilmay v'lashikam pamim, he does whatever he can to learn it and to chazer it. Oy levar is a halacha b'tayr v'seyegema, or to learn halacha, to know halacha. Bevaday Hakadosh Baruch Hu yitein loydas bovavoy v'yazreu lahaytzi machshav to lepoil. So there's no more excuses. There's no more, you know, I don't have the head for this. I'm more of a Gemara guy, or I'm more of a halacha guy. I'm more of a Bekiyas guy. I'm more of a Be'ian guy. There's no such thing. If you decide in your heart, in your mind, in your heart that you are going to have this miktsayah of Tyra, to learn this miktsayah of Tyra, to learn to, you know, to this masakta, this halachas, whatever it is, if you decide in your mind and you have that resolve and you work at it, then avada, Hashem is going to help you and you'll be able to reach that to come to the pile. All right.